Of God's Church. The subtitle of this presentation is the Second Gathering. Our scripture was Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 6. We'd like to begin by going through that again. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, thou shalt call them to mind, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thine soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee, and the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will go thee, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, that thou mayest live. Now, we're talking about the scattering and gathering here, and we see here a promise that if we have been scattered, either literally in the times of ancient Israel or spiritually in the times of modern Israel, that the Lord will gather us, and the way that he will gather us is by circumcising our heart. And this circumcision of heart was an outward sign in literal Israel's time of the covenant that they had agreed to with the Lord, and it's identifying the chosen people, the ones that were selected by the Lord to stand as his representatives before the world. And only two times did the Lord choose a people that he would enter into covenant with and give his name. And the first, of course, was ancient Israel, and that covenant began at Mount Sinai. And then in 1844, once again, for a second time, the Lord chose a people. Now, we have a study that we are currently sending out in our newsletters, one at a time, called God's Denominated People. And the foundation quote from that study probably is one where Sister White says, the reasons why we are God's denominated people should be repeated and repeated. And generally, when I give this presentation, there's very few of us in attendance who have ever heard a sermon in their entire Adventist experience about why we are God's denominated people. But why we are God's denominated people is a broad, deep, and important study. It has implications.